Dr. Smith Rose has therefore been associated with radio work in the DSIR right from the very first days, right up to the present time. And there has flowed from his pen a steady stream of contributions to the radio literature which have served to build up his enviable reputation. A few years before the last war, he followed Sir Robert, then Mr. Watson Watt, as superintendent of the radio division, NPL. And when the Radio Research Organisation, which in due course absorbed Radio Division NPL, was formed in 1947, he became its first director. Dr. Smith Rose has therefore been the main architect of this organisation and has brought it from small beginnings to its present substantial and healthy state. This is a radio research occasion, so I pass very briefly over the fact that Dr. Smith Rose acted for periods of several months on two occasions as director of the NPL and kept that other place on an even keel. But it is true that the NPL also has very much to thank him for. Now, I have known the director personally for rather more than 22 years, and recently very well. The longer I have known him, the greater has become my admiration of his devotion to the well-being of this station and its staff. And many members of the staff, both past and present, must, I am sure, be forever grateful for the encouragement he has given them in their work. He has, moreover, found time to extend this encouragement in many directions outside the station to those interested in radio work. To quote only one example, in the field of amateur radio. And, as most of you know, he quite recently served a period of office as president of the Radio Society of Great Britain. But Dr. Smith Rose has not confined his activity to these shores. He and his work are well known and respected, and have been for many years, far beyond them in all parts of the world. He has attended numerous meetings at home and overseas as a delegate of the United Kingdom to the CCIR and ERSI, and has occupied important offices in all of them. And it was most fitting that his international work should culminate only this month in his election as president of the International Scientific Radio Union. I know that this appointment gave him intense pleasure, and I should like to assure him that we, his staff, share his pleasure and as a station regard it as an event with the greatest pride. It has been said, or perhaps to be more biblical, I should say, it is written that a prophet is not without honour, save in his own country. But in Dr. Smith Rose's case, the qualification is not true. He is held in the highest esteem by all with whom his work has brought him into contact, and two other recent appointments are evidence of this. His appointment in the first place as chairman of the Frequency Advisory Committee, and secondly, to the Postmaster General's Committee, which is to review the future of broadcasting and television in this country. And we may well all in due course feel the impact of his work in this field. I've already mentioned my admiration of his devotion to his professional activities, but despite the continuous hard work this has involved, he has found time to take an interest in and encourage the lighter side of life at this station, and is keenly shared in all of our social occasions. In this, he has been nobly and gracefully supported by Mrs. Smith Rose, whom we're delighted to have with us this afternoon. And in this matter, the staff owe a great debt of gratitude to both of them. Now, I think I've been talking for the moment long enough, and I know you're all anxious to hear from the director, But before we do so, I would like to ask Mr. Wilkins to say a few words. You will have noticed perhaps that I skipped over lightly some of the earlier developments of Dr. Smith Rose's career. Mr. Wilkins has a much better knowledge than I have of the director's association with this particular site in the early days and how we came to house the organisation in this fine new building, which itself owes much to Dr. Smith Rose's inspiration. And I know that he can add some things which ought to be said on this important occasion. Mr. Wilkins.